Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On May 24, 1898, the Barbados Agricultural Reporter published a thoughtful and surprisingly progressive letter titled Rules for a Husband. The author, identified only by the initials REP, offered balance after reading an earlier piece which appeared on May 20th, Rules for a Wife by Lady Burton. The article provided a glimpse into gender relations at the end of the 19th century. At its heart, the letter makes a powerful argument that a happy home depends just as much on the husband as it does on the wife. In an era when many marriages were shaped by rigid expectations, REP challenged the idea that a wife should simply obey. Instead, he insisted that true happiness comes when a husband treats his wife as an equal, a partner, and not a servant. Let's explore some of these rules reimagined for our modern ears. First, husbands were urged to see their wives as companions and helpmates, not as property. That idea, while common today, was a bold call for mutual respect in 1898. Second, the writer emphasized care and presence. If a wife fell ill, a husband should stay by her side, not retreat to his social life. Marriage, he suggested, required responsibility and empathy, not distance. Third, reciprocity was key. A husband should not expect his wishes to be fulfilled unless he was equally willing to meet his wife's needs. In other words, partnership goes both ways. The letter also called out selfishness, describing it as a disease common to man, and encouraged husbands to take an active role in family life. Helping with children was not beneath a man. It was part of being a good partner and a father. There were reminders about kindness too. Husbands were warned against harsh words and urged to remember that their wives carried burdens of their own, even if those worries went unseen or unacknowledged. Faithfulness and respect featured strongly. Men were advised not to give undue attention to other women and to consider how hurtful such behavior would feel if the roles were reversed. Interestingly, REP even addressed personal appearance and public conduct. Husbands were encouraged to maintain the same care in their dress and manners as they had during courtship and to avoid habits that might embarrass their wives. Temperance and financial responsibility were also highlighted. A husband should not drink to excess or squander his earnings. Instead, he should provide stability and ensure his family would not be left in hardship. But perhaps the most striking message comes at the end. Love, not wealth, is the foundation of a happy marriage. A wife is not someone to be provided for, as one would hire a servant. She gives her life and love and deserves genuine affection in return. The letter closes with a poetic reminder. A loving woman finds heaven or hell on the day she becomes a bride. More than a century later, these words still resonate. In a time when equality in relationships continue to evolve, this 1898 voice reminds us that respect, kindness, and shared responsibility have long been at the heart of a happy home in Barbados.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.